Now, we've been talking a lot today about the high-tech ways that we watch each other. Smartphone, social media, satellites. What about the low-tech ways, like sitting in your car in the dark and staring a little too long into a stranger's kitchen window? Michelle Everson has turned Peeping Tom moments into a provocative series of photographs.
I remember one night, I drive up to this one house, and I had my camera on my seat, strapped in, focused on a particular window, and I was sitting in front of it, and I must have been there, you know, a while, maybe half hour. I watched for a long time, and I was fixing my camera and checking everything, and all of a sudden, a tap on my window. I jumped. There was a gentleman, and he said, "Why are you photographing me in my house?" And so I did say to him in a loud voice, I said, "I'm a photographer, and I'm photographing people in their homes at night." And I just started my car and drove away. My name is Michelle Everson. I began this photographic series in 1995. The name of the series is Night Surveillance Series. And what I am doing is photographing people at night in their homes. And I use the camera to create these intimate type of discoveries. I'll look at one of the photographs and talk to you about it. Untitled number 88 is two people in the image, and it was the oddest thing. They were interacting, but his back was to her, and her face was to his back. They weren't talking, but they kept moving, and I was very curious as to what was going on. And finally, he had stepped back slightly into an area where I could see him, and she was popping his pimples. There was another image that I was looking in on a neighbor, and she was binging, eating potato chips. Potato chip after potato chip was going into her mouth. They're like these beautiful tableaus to me. They tell a story. They show people's lives. I kind of find my theater, you know, the actual window. And then the performance begins. This is what happens. All of a sudden, I get very excited. It's like, oh, my God, this is what they're doing. I've got to get this, you know. And then I shoot it, and I take off as fast as I can because I want to get out of there. I just want to leave because it's uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable for me to be watching them. They're black and white images, approximately 40 by 48 inches in size. I need to have these images be approximate size of the windows and make you as uncomfortable as I am when you're looking at them because you become complicit in looking at them. I watched her for a while. She was in her kitchen. I loved the shape of the shade. And she finally turned around and came straight for the front of the window. And then she picked up this plate. It was a small, like a dessert plate. It was almost in slow motion for me as she put it up to her face and began to lick the plate. And when I go home after I've finished shooting, I'm like, shut the doors, shut the windows, close everything, you know, because I know who I am and I know what I'm doing, but I don't know who's out there watching me. And when I know that they're going to be seen in a gallery or on the internet or wherever they're going to be, I feel like this is an exposure that excites me. You know? I think about it all the time, like, what if the shoe were on the other foot? If someone else were doing this to me, would I be mad? Yes. Would I feel upset? Probably. Was it my own fault? Yes. Did I have my window open? Yes. That's how I look at it. And I don't know exactly when I'm going to put it to rest. It could be tomorrow. But I've been watching someone's house lately that I think I really do want to make a photograph of.
Jonathan Mitchell produced our story. We've got a slideshow of some of Michelle Everson's photos at studio360.org. Take a look and tell us what you think. Is it okay to violate somebody's privacy in the name of art? Is what she does cool or creepy or very creepy? We want your comments at studio360.org.